You are listening to episode 824. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I honor you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation guide who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized especially for you around a particular topic that we explore in depth using these different techniques. And this is the best way to really master a topic. It's a good start for you if you explore a particular topic in depth and take it into your meditation ritual. I share techniques with you that you can use throughout the day to take it even into the busiest parts of your day. You will start to notice benefits as you meditate and apply these meditation techniques. So I honor you for what you're doing for yourself. Well, in today's meditation, we are going through different techniques customized around this theme of inner stillness. And in today's meditation, you're going to be guided using a mudra technique. Now, if you're not familiar with mudras, mudras are simply ways that you position your hands or your body, like in yoga, to stimulate a particular corresponding region of your brain. And this helps you to feel a certain way. And so I'm going to guide you using a mudra where you position your hand in a particular way. And this can help you to tap into your inner stillness. Now, I love sharing techniques because you can apply the techniques throughout your day. And so you can do this technique while you're working, while you are waiting in line at the grocery store, while you're talking to someone who maybe doesn't help you to feel this inner stillness. Maybe it's someone who really zaps your energy. So try this mudra. Now, you might want to take a look at a photo of the mudra, because that way you can see exactly how I position my hand. And you can find that at my website at Sip and Om, SIPANDOM.com, and just look for the Inner Stillness Meditation Series there. Or you can go over to Sip and Om's Facebook page. That might be easiest if you're just right there on your mobile device. And while you're there, I do invite you to a special live training that I'm sharing. That is on Thursday, and I'm going to be guiding you through how to use 8 meditation techniques to help you manage stress triggers that derail most people. So I'll be giving you an experience guiding you through using 8 meditation techniques. Now, I'm going to be doing these weekly series for you because I want to share with you a new app and program that I've been putting together, and it is ready for you. So I would like to guide you through this training. You can sign up for that on my Sip and Om Facebook page, as well as my website. You'll see where you can do that there. So let's get you started on the mudra today. This mudra is called the bronchial mudra. Now, you don't have to do the mudra. You will still be guided through a beautiful meditation. The mudra is always an option. It's kind of fun to do. You might want to just try it. It makes your meditation rituals more engaging and dynamic. So go ahead now and sit up straight and begin to relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. Close your eyes gently, and as they're closed, keep them slightly elevated. This helps to keep your thoughts uplifted as you meditate. Relax your face. soften your jaw. Relax your neck and your shoulders. Feel your spine and your back relax. Doesn't that feel great? Just doing that helps you to feel calmer. Relax your chest and your arms. Rest your hands on your lap with your palms upward or downward. Relax your stomach. Let it hang out. This immediately reduces tension in your body. When you let your stomach hang out, you can oxygenate your entire body. When you do so, by giving yourself a full diaphragmatic breath, relax your hips. Relax your thighs. Soften your knees. Relax your calves. Relax your feet. That's fantastic. Notice how you feel right now. Notice where you're harboring stillness within your body. Do you notice any areas where you feel pretty calm already? Focus on those areas. Notice your breath as you inhale through your nose and exhale through your nose. Keeping your breath natural, breathing at your own pace. Not forcing yourself to be calm or pretending you're calm, just allowing yourself to ease into it. You'll get there. Some days it can take a little longer than others. Sometimes you're immediately ready. Now, if you choose to do the mudra, it's called the bronchial mudra. It's a great mudra to help you if you have asthma or bronchitis or upper respiratory infections. And this is a mudra that when you practice it 4 to 6 minutes a few times a day, it will help you to breathe easier. It's beneficial for your lungs. To do this mudra, as your hands are resting on your lap, place your palms upward, doing this with both hands. Tap your middle finger with your thumb. Extend your index finger outward, and then place your little finger and your ring finger, just place them inward, kind of at the base of your thumb. So they're kind of curled in, touching the base of your thumb. Your little finger and ring finger are touching the base of your thumb. Your thumb is touching your middle finger, and your pointing finger or index finger is just stretched outward. Not in a forced way, just naturally, to where it feels comfortable. This is the bronchial mudra. Hold the mudra for as long as it feels comfortable. Now, this is a mudra to help you reach inner stillness. because a lot of times when you have trouble settling down and feeling stillness within yourself, you may have forgotten what that feels like. It may be because you feel agitated. And many times, if you have trouble settling into stillness, it's often typical with people who have respiratory problems, and it represents in Qigong inner loneliness or isolation or sadness or sexual problems, a detachment. And oftentimes, if you're feeling like this, you can portray a sense of connectedness to the world around you, usually through humor. So you play down your true feelings. And you feel a deep isolation or loneliness. And this can contribute to not being able to feel connected within yourself. And so it's difficult to feel an inner sense of stillness. This is a mudra that will benefit you so much. We all go through times like this, sometimes so we can repeat a pattern, can become a habit in our lives. So this is a beautiful meditation series for you. If you suffer from loneliness or isolation, this can help you to feel your own powerful inner stillness, so that you feel connected to yourself and to the world around you. So as you hold this mudra, inhale and count to one. Hold your breath for one, and exhale for one. Now, inhale to the count of two. Hold your breath for two. Exhale for two. Inhale for three. Hold for three. Exhale for three. Now pause. Resume your normal breath and just notice how you feel. Adjust yourself and just notice how you're feeling. Notice where you feel stillness. Now we'll continue breathing all the way up to the count of seven. If at any point you feel lightheaded or uncomfortable, just resume your normal breath. You might not be ready to do this entire breathing technique. So now we'll breathe for four, to the count of four. As you're holding this mudra, or maybe not holding it, inhale to the count of four. Inhale through your nose. Hold for four. Exhale for four. Inhale for five. Hold for five. Exhale for five. Inhale for six. Hold hold for 6. Exhale for 6. Inhale for 7. Hold for 7. Exhale for 7. That was super. Notice how you feel. It could have taken a lot out of you. This is an exercise using your breath to strengthen your lungs. And when you're able to breathe in a way to support your body, to support your lungs as you breathe, you'll notice a deeper sense of inner stillness. You can continue holding this mudra, enjoying the beautiful sensations you've created for yourself during this meditation. You can release the mudra whenever you feel ready to do so. If your mind begins to wander, just bring it back to your breath. You may go back and forth doing this several times before you settle into a sense of stillness. Continue meditating just to the point where you could meditate just a little bit longer. Always end your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.